Hello everyone, thanks for coming to this talk. In this talk, I will present co-part coordinate partitioning of last level cache and memory bandwidth for fairness aware workload consolidation on commodity servers. My name is Jun Suk Park and I'm belonging to Computer Architecture and Systems Lab at UNIST. And this work has been done with my lab-mate Sungbum Park and my advisor, Professor Ungibae. Okay, let's just start. Workload consolidation is a widely used technique to improve server resource utilization. With workload consolidation, multiple workloads are consolidated on the same physical server. And one of the major challenges in workload consolidation is the performance interference among the consolidated workload, mainly caused by the contention over the shared hardware resources. And recent commodity CPUs provide hardware support for last level cache and memory bandwidth partitioning, which are highly performance critical shared hardware resources. While prior work has investigated various resource partitioning techniques, the coordinate partitioning of last level cache and memory bandwidth in commodity servers is still unexplored, such as characterizing the impact of LLC and memory bandwidth partitioning and investigating the system software support for consolidated partitioning, coordinate partitioning. And to bridge this gap, first, we show in-depth characterization of LLC and memory bandwidth partitioning in terms of the performance and fairness. Our characterization research shows that each application exhibits widely different performance characteristics, and so use of either LLC or memory bandwidth partitioning achieves suboptimal fairness. And guided by the characterization research, we propose co-part coordinate partitioning of LLC and memory bandwidth for fairness-aware workload consolidation on commodity servers. Co-part dynamically analyzes the application characteristics and partitions LLC and memory bandwidth in a coordinated manner. And we design and implement a prototype of co-part. We implement it as a software-based runtime system on Linux. And we quantify the effectiveness of co-part using full software and hardware stacks. As our evaluation research, co-part significantly improved the fairness of the consolidated workload. And this is the outline of the presentation. First, I will explain some background of LLC and memory bandwidth partitioning techniques and experimental methodology used in this work. And then I will show the characterization result of LLC and memory bandwidth partitioning. And then I will explain the design and implementation of co-part and its evaluation. And I will finish with the conclusions. Recent commodity CPUs provide hardware support for LLC and memory bandwidth partitioning. Specifically, Intel x64 architecture partitions hardware resources across the classes of services. And each CRS consists of a group of cores or processes that shares the allocated hardware resources. And recent Intel CPUs also provide cache allocation technology, which is the hardware support for LLC partitioning based on the way partitioning technique. And each CRS can be dynamically allocated one or more LLC ways through CAT. And recent Intel CPUs also provide memory bandwidth allocation, which is a per-core mechanism that controls the traffic between the L2 cache and the last level cache. And this is the terminology and methodology used in this work. Without loss of generality, we assume that NA applications are consolidated on the same physical servers. And the resource allocation state of an application is a tuple of the allocated LLC way and MBA levels. Then the system state is defined as the set of the resource allocation state of the consolidated applications. And in line with the prior work, we defined the unfairness as the standard deviation of the slowdowns over the average of the slowdowns of the consolidated applications. And we use a 16-core commodity server system. Specifically, the last level cache consists of 11 ways which can be dynamically assigned to each CRS through CAT. And the MBA level can be changed from 100% to 10%. And we use 11 vertex-threaded benchmarks with various characteristics. We first investigate the performance impact of last level cache and memory bandwidth partitioning. Each tile in the graph is the performance of the corresponding system state normalized to the best performance. White one is the best performance. And each axis means the the allocated LLC weights, and MBA level. First, each benchmark shows different performance sensitivity to each resource. For example, the benchmark can be classified into the LLC sensitive benchmark and memory bandwidth sensitive benchmark, and both the LLC and memory bandwidth sensitive benchmarks. This means that the resource to which the performance is insensitive can be effectively reclaimed without the significant performance degradation. And second, each benchmark requires different amount of resource to maintain a reasonable performance. For example, the water N-squared and water spatial require 4 and 3 LLC weights to achieve the 90% of the best performance. This means that the resource manager should robustly determine the amount of resources for each application. And third, there can be multiple system states that achieve the similar performance. For SP, these two system states with different LLC weights and MBA levels achieve similar performance. This means that the resource manager should determine the efficient system state among the various candidate system states. And next, we investigate the fairness impact of LLC and memory bandwidth partitioning when co-running multiple benchmarks. This is the unfairness result of the LLC-sensitive workload mix. The label in each axis means LLC weights or MBA levels allocated to the consolidated benchmarks. First, for the LLC-sensitive workload mix, the fairness is primarily determined by the LLC partitioning. Specifically, fairness is significantly degraded when an insufficient amount of LLC is allocated to the LLC-sensitive benchmark. For example, when the most LLC-sensitive benchmark is allocated only 2 LLC weights, the fairness is significantly degraded. And second, for the given LLC partitioning, memory bandwidth partitioning also affects the fairness. This is because the LLC-sensitive benchmarks generate larger amount of memory traffic when they are allocated relatively small amount of LLC. This means that a coordinated partitioning of LLC and memory bandwidth is needed to achieve high fairness. And next, this is the unfairness result of the memory bandwidth sensitive workload mix. First, similarly, the fairness is largely determined by the memory bandwidth partitioning. Specifically, when an insufficient of memory bandwidth is allocated to the memory bandwidth sensitive workload, the fairness is significantly degraded. For example, when one of the two most memory bandwidth sensitive benchmarks is allocated MBA level of 10%, the overall fairness is significantly degraded. And it shows small fairness variations with different LLC partitioning settings. This is mainly because the performance of the memory bandwidth sensitive benchmark exhibit no or little performance sensitivity to the allocated LLC capacity. This means that the excessive LLC capacity allocated to the memory bandwidth sensitive applications can be effectively reclaimed to achieve the high fairness. And finally, this is the unfairness result of the LLC and memory bandwidth sensitive workload mix. The fairness is dependent on both LLC and memory bandwidth partitioning. This is mainly because the performance of each benchmark is sensitive to both the LLC and memory bandwidth. For example, when the most sensitive benchmark is allocated only 2 LLC weights and MBA level of 10%, the overall fairness is significantly degraded. This fairness data trends demonstrate that a coordinate partitioning of LLC and memory bandwidth is highly crucial to improve the overall fairness of the consolidated applications. And next, I will present the design and implementation of Copart. This is the overall architecture of Copart. Copart is a software-based runtime system for efficient workload consolidation. The main goal of Copart is to find an efficient system state that significantly improves the overall fairness of the consolidated applications. And CoPart is a coordinate technique that simultaneously partitions the LSC and memory bandwidth. And it performs optimizations in an application characteristic aware manner. It dynamically analyzes the characteristic of the consolidated applications and accordingly partitions the resources. And CoPart mainly consists of three components: the LSC characteristic classifier, the memory bandwidth characteristic classifier, and the resource manager. I will explain further details of each component in the following slides. And this is the final state machine of the LSC characteristic classifier. It consists of three states: supply, demand, and maintain. The supply state means that the application can supply one of the allocated LSC ways without significant performance degradation. Application with sufficiently low LSC access rate or sufficiently low LSC miss ratio stay in the supply state. And an application in the demand state demand more LSC ways to improve the performance. Applications whose performance can be improved with an additional LSC way stay in the demand state. And an application in the maintain state needed to maintain the currently allocated LSC ways. For applications in maintain state, allocating an additional LSC way provide marginal performance gain, whereas reclaiming on LSC way significantly degrade the performance. And the final state machine of the memory bandwidth characteristic classifier is designed similarly to that of the LSC characteristic classifiers. We maintain separate final state machines for the both classifiers to keep the design and implementation complexity low. However, each final state machine is designed in awareness of interaction between the allocated resources. For instance, the final state machine for memory bandwidth characteristic classifier still remains in the demand state, even if the performance improvement is small, but the recently allocated resource is LSC. This is because the marginal performance improvement is due to low performance sensitivity to LSC, but not to the memory bandwidth. And next, this is the execution flow of the resource manager. It consists of three phases. In the application profiling phase, it profiles each application and identifies its performance characteristics. Specifically, it briefly executes each application at the profiling resource allocation state. And in the system state space exploration phase, it finds an efficient system state through dynamic exploration. It repeats the adaptation process until convergence. I will explain further details of this phase in the following slides. And in the idle phase, it monitors applications and system without any adaptation activity. If a change is detected, it triggers the adaptation process again. And to find an efficient system state during the system state exploration phase, we formulate our resource allocation problem as the hospital's residence problem, which is one of the most extensively studied and widely applied problems in economics. In HR problem, there are H hospitals and R medical students, each of which has a preference list. Each hospital admits a certain number of medical students as resident, and each medical student applies to a certain number of hospitals. Then the objective is to find a stable match that contains no blocking pairs. For example, there are hospital A and B and medical student A and B. Then this kind of match is an unstable match with blocking pair because it is established against the preference list. And this kind of match is stable match that contains no blocking pairs. To formulate our resource allocation problem as HR problem, we consider the resource types to be supplied as the hospitals. The any type means that the application can supply both LSE or memory bandwidth. And we also consider the demanding applications, consumers, as the medical student. Then the objective is to find a stable match between the resource types to be supplied and demanding applications. For the dynamic exploration, first, it periodically collects the runtime data and updates the final state machine of each classifier. And to find a stable match, it first determines which consumers can acquire which resources. If a consumer demands a single resource type, it prefers that type than the any type. This is to increase the number of pairs in the match. And if a resource type is oversubscribed, it prefers consumer with higher slow allowance to improve the overall fairness. And then it determines which producers should supply which resources. Among the producers for each resource type, it prefers producers with lower slow allowance to improve the overall fairness. Then it transitions to the newly selected system state based on the stable match derived from step 2 and 3. And next, I will present the evaluation of co-part. For the evaluation, we generate various workload mixes with different characteristics. And we compare co-part with the following resource allocation policies. The equal allocation policy, the EQ version allocate equal amount of resource to each application. And the static allocation, the ST version select the system state through extensive offline experiment. And CAT only version dynamically partitions only LSE, and MBA only version dynamically partitions only memory bandwidth. And we observe the following fairness result. First, co-part achieves significantly higher fairness than the EQ version. Specifically, it achieved 57% higher fairness than the EQ version on averaging. This is because the EQ version allocate equal amount of LSE and memory bandwidth to each applications, lacking a fairness and application characteristic aware partitioning. And second, co-part outperforms the CAT-only and MBA-only versions. This is mainly because the CAT-only and MBA-only versions dynamically controls only one of the resources, lacking the capability of coordinated partitioning. And third, co-part achieves the fairness similar to the ST version, which statically determines the efficient system state through extensive offline experiment. Co-part achieves similar fairness without extensive offline profiling. And next, this is the sensitivity result to the application count. First, co-part show high fairness across all the application count by effectively partitions the resource regardless of the application count. Interestingly, co-part achieve larger fairness improvement with larger application count. For example, co-part achieve 23% and 70% higher fairness than EQ version with 3 and 6 applications, respectively. This is mainly because the higher contention with larger application count exacerbate the fairness issues among the consolidated applications. And this is the conclusions. We show in-depth characterization of LSE and memory bandwidth partitioning in terms of the performance and fairness. And guided by the characterization result, we propose co-part coordinate partitioning of LSE and memory bandwidth for fairness-aware workload consolidation on commodity servers. Co-part dynamically analyzes the application characteristics and partitions the LSE and memory bandwidth in a coordinated manner. And we quantitatively evaluate the effectiveness of co-part. Our evaluation results show that co-part delivers high fairness across various application and system configurations. Thank you for listening.
We have time for one or two questions, but I would like to ask the next speaker to already come up and connect.
Yes, Javier Picorel. Javier Picorel, Huawei Technologies. Great talk. So it seems that you are focusing, if I'm correct, on fairness, right? So I think you're assuming that your optimal point in performance of all the workloads running on a server is when everyone has a fair amount of resources, equal amount of resources among all the applications. So I just wondering if, for example, what happens if there are applications that actually require more memory bandwidth than others, right? So your optimal point will be an application that is kind of unfair in the system because it really requires more resources. That will be my first question. And the second question will be, usually in servers, you run on top of, you know, on a guest, right? So you see your metrics, performance metrics of the application at the black box. So you don't have access to the application because it's running inside the guest and you don't have access to that. So I was wondering how will you drive your tool if you don't have access to those metrics, like in terms of latencies or whatever?
For the second question, we periodically collect the performance counter data, such as dynamically executed instructions, and we employ the instructions per second as the performance metric. Can you ask again your first question?
Sure. I was just assuming that your work assumes that you want to partition your resources, last level cache, bandwidth, whatever, equally, be fair across all the application. I'm just wondering that what happens if there are applications that actually require more resources than other applications, right? In that case, your optimal point will be to actually be unfair in the system and actually give more resources to other applications.
For the application that requires more resources than the other application, Copart basically allocate more resources because the fairness metric is based on the slowdowns. So if it requires more resource, it shows the larger slowdowns with same resource. So it is fair to allocate the larger resource to that kind of applications.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Speaker. Thank you.